Ho ho ho, bitches. It is I, the great one himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. I'm tired, very, very tired. I'm tired. T-I-D, tired. I have no adult supervision today, it's just me here at the studio. Today is December 24th, 2014, Christmas Eve. Some of us are working today. See, some people are sitting around waiting for Obama to give them money. And some of us are creating value for other people and getting paid for it. And yeah, I'm wrong and you're right. That's what's going on. I'm a little out of it. I'm tired. Didn't sleep that good last night. And there are these things where I went to bed and I woke up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, it wasn't like it was. 1 o'clock in the morning. And then went back to bed at, I don't know, 4:35, something like that. Slept for a while, got up and doing shit. There's a lot going on. As you know, there hasn't been a new podcast in over 2 weeks. I did some repeats of the Why Statism series, which was awesome and incredible and fantastic and brilliant. And then there was a week where I was just dead, as far as the podcast goes, because I was also dead because I was working my ass off, because I was creating value for other people and getting paid instead of waiting for welfare to show up. So right now I'm in the middle of doing the series about this stupid bitch with a liberal arts degree and a retarded child who's poor and her whining about how she's poor. And I'm going to get back to that. That'll be concluded. And there's actually going to be a third part. So that was interesting. After I published the first part, a bunch of beta males on Twitter started seeking attention from me on Twitter, defending her for being poor and talking about how evil libertarians are and how, you know, the reason she's poor isn't her fault. It's because of something called hashtag bad men. Not men as in M-E-N, but men as in M-I-N. I have no idea what the fuck hashtag bad men stands for because I'm not a 14-year-old girl and I don't communicate in hashtags. I don't really care that much. I'm assuming that it means minimum, as in, or the men stands for minimum wage. Because, of course, these people are all statist and their solution to everything is more government. Which is interesting because, again, this woman, she's poor and she's on welfare. And Obama's been the president for 6 years. And so this is something I consistently say to left-wing statists over and over and over. If Obama cares about poor people so much, why are people still poor? I mean, Obama is the most powerful man on the planet Earth. He has at his disposal more resources and more money than any other single human. Now, some of you may say, well, the corporations have more money because, like, you know, I heard that, and it may be rumor or whatever, you know, that Apple Corporation has more money than the government, and all of this may be true, but the government and the president have more money than anything because, remember, they control tax. First of all, they can print money, so they can print as much money as they want, they can borrow as much money as they want, and they control taxes. I mean, they can take, just like, what was it, Cyprus, where they went in everybody's bank accounts and took money. I mean, the president of the United States can instantly acquire any amount of money he wants. Right? Nobody's, in the history of the United States, no war has ever stopped because we ran out of money. By we, I mean the government. Right? Obama doesn't sit there and go, oh, I guess I can't kill anybody in a foreign country today with flying robots because I'm out of money. Right? However much money Obama wants for killing people, that money is always there. It's always available. Apple Corporation may have a large amount of money, but at some point, they would run out of money if they just started spending without control. The government of the United States will never, until it collapses, of course, run out of money. They can always acquire more money. Give me a second here. Okay. I'm doing seven things at once. So today, Christmas Eve, I'm actually here at the studio. Randy is off because she has a life. I don't. I'm here at the studio to record this and get this out, but I'm also using the studio as a workspace. I had this call, well, email, actually, yesterday at like 3:30, saying, hey, can you get this lighting system working? Because we got these lights and we don't know if they work, and we gotta make see if they can work with this lighting computer control and then this control system, and we wanna rent and blah. I'm just like, and we need this by Friday. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? It's Tuesday, 3:30 p.m. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, next day's Christmas. You want me to make this shit work? You have no idea if it works or not. You want me to make this shit work by Friday? I was looking forward to some fucking time off. You know, this is one time of the year, Christmas, like this little 5-day period here where usually I don't get fucking bothered because normally people don't want to fucking work on Christmas. And normally I can get shit done, like podcasting, for example. I usually make Randy come in. She'll be here on Friday, day after Christmas. We'll be casting unless something happens. But I get shit done. And I got fucking pretty pissed off. And something occurred to me. I'm not on welfare. See, I'm not poor. I create value for other people. That's why people come to me the day before Christmas Eve and say, hey, can you work for the next 2 days, even though everybody else on the fucking planet Earth just about is off? The post office was actually partially open today. Let me tell my post office story before I forget it. Now, all of you out there will know I'm not a fan of the post office. I'm not a fan of the state. I'm not a fan of the government. I was at the post office Sunday, and some of the people were in there working, and I was a little surprised by this. And I was talking to the woman, and she said that she had worked 70 hours the week before, she had worked 80 hours this week, and this was one of their busiest years ever, and they were just getting slammed. And then today, I went in, Christmas Eve, I went in the... Oh, well, so before I say nice things about the post office, well, not necessarily nice things, before I defend the post office, let me say bad things about them. And hang on a second, I gotta do something here. There we go. I had to go in the other day to the post office and stand in line to get to the counter to pick up a package. I didn't have to, but I wanted to get the package. I was there, so I suffered through it. And I happened to catch it when the line was fairly short, and then the line got really long. And of the six stations they have there, for somebody to be working, they only had two clerks. And it just amazes me. It doesn't amaze me. It's the government. Okay, so it's holiday season. There's all these idiots, and we'll talk about the idiots in a minute. There's all these idiots, right, who are trying to mail all of this shit. Because, let's talk about the idiots. Because, you know, you stupid motherfuckers out there who vote, those of you who are statists, those of you with liberal arts degrees, those of you who think you're intelligent, you had an entire fucking year. You knew that Christmas was on December 25th. It's not like this shit snuck up on you. These people who go to the fucking post office at the last minute, and then they get irate with the postal workers because they're like, well, I need this to be there by Christmas. and it's like 2 days before Christmas. And the guy at the post office is trying to explain, well, if you need it to be there that soon, this is how much money you got to pay. And then they go, why is it so expensive? And, you know, the guy at the post office probably wants to say what I would say, which is, well, you stupid motherfucker, you waited until the last possible fucking minute to mail this. And if you expect us to get it there overnight, you have to fucking pay for that. But these fucking morons who vote, who believe in the state, who say things like, but without the government, who would build the roads? They wait to today. It's Christmas fucking Eve. It's 12:30 in the afternoon. Okay? The service area, where you would go in and normally you could mail and buy stamps and shit, is closed. Because the people that have to work at the post office, they may be government employees, and I have bad things to say about them sometimes, but they want a fucking day off too, right? It's closed. So the only thing that's open is the back side of the post office, and there's a door where if you've got a package, you can pick up your package. And this fucking old person, this old woman, comes in with this fucking stack of envelopes, and she wanders up to the front and she sees it's closed, and she wanders over the door because I'm standing in line to get my package because I had a package that somebody sent me, and so I was waiting to get it. And she comes to the door and she's like, can I buy stamps here? And the woman's like, no, you can't buy stamps here. She's like, well, I need to mail these out for Christmas. And it's like, it's fucking 12:30 in the afternoon on fucking Christmas Eve, and you're trying to mail your fucking Christmas cards? What the fuck is wrong with you people? And she got fucking this pissy look on her face. It's like, do you people not fucking understand that you're not the center of the fucking universe? December 25th is Christmas. You knew this a fucking year ago. You waited until December 24th at 12:30 in the afternoon to try to mail your fucking Christmas cards. And you could tell they were Christmas cards from the packaging. I could tell because I'm smart. You might not be able to tell because you might be wondering, but without the government, who would build the roads? And this stupid bitch votes. So then the moron in front of me in the line to get packages, he's got his little thing and he goes up there and he goes and he hands it to the woman, and the woman says, well, this is still out on the route. Because what happened was, it was one of these little slips where, as you may know, if the postal carrier comes by your house and they have a package for you, if it's something we have to sign for it or whatever, they can't just leave it there. So they leave that little slip of paper that says, hey, we left something, you have to sign for it, you have to pay for it, whatever it is, and we'll try again tomorrow. So he had one of these slips where they had tried to deliver a package, but he hadn't been there, and so they said, we'll try again tomorrow. So he comes to the post office, he's like, well, can I get this here? And the woman says, well, no, it's still out on the route with the carrier. And he cops this fucking attitude and this tone of voice, and he says to her, well, I want my Christmas present. And I just wanted to fucking slap the fuck out of him. I was standing behind him. I just wanted to fucking punch him in the back of the fucking head and slam his face into the wall. Okay, listen, you fucking little goddamn fucking moron. Don't cop an attitude with the woman who works at the post office. It's not her fault you weren't home when the fucking postal delivery guy came by. And there's not anything she can do about it. It's not at the post office. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you people that you cannot distinguish? Don't get me wrong. There are times to cop attitudes with people. But the woman at the post office had no way of giving him his package, no control over the package, no control, she had none, and he cops his fucking attitude with her. And this little fucking beta male moron, with he looked like your typical Colorado fucking faggot. You know, the little bushy beard. And what, you know, I need to talk about the word faggot, too. The bushy beard and the little fucking woolly hat or whatever. You know, he just looked like your stereotypical 20-something Colorado fucking retard. I just wanted to fucking bitch slap him. And then I ruined it by, he finally got the fuck out of the way, and I ruined it by walking up to the woman and handing her my slip and saying, "Hi, can I pick up my package, please?" And she said, "Sure." And she went and got my package and handed it to me, and I said, "Thank you." And I didn't ask her any stupid questions. I didn't have a fucking attitude problem. You know, I mailed all of my shit that I needed to mail a long time ago. I didn't wait till the last fucking minute. And then again, I'm not a retard. Let's talk about the word faggot. I had considered for a while doing a take back faggot thing. Because, you know, the feminazis take back the night, and homosexuals want to take back words and all this other shit. And so I've been really kind of bummed out that we can't use the word faggot to describe effeminate, overly dramatic men anymore. Because, of course, homosexuals have taken the word faggot because they like playing the victim card. And I also recently rewatched the South Park episode where they redefine fags as the Harley riders, people who ride Harleys or people who like Harleys, which is fucking hilarious. Cause, I mean, that's what I wanted to do with faggot. I wanted to redefine it. The best part of that South Park episode was when all the homosexual, Big Gay Al and, what's his name, Mr. Slave. Big Gay Al and Mr. Slave and all the other homosexuals are marching, and they've got the big sign that says homosexuals against fags. That's fucking brilliant. By the way, I'm sick also. I'm on the tail end of sickness. First time in 4 years that I've been sick. Somebody came to work sick and spread the fucking disease around. So that's another reason I didn't cast for a while. I was really busy was one reason. The other reason is just I did not have the stamina voice-wise to do a podcast. I'm on the tail end of it. So anyhow, I wanted to take back the word faggot so that we could use it to mean what it means to me, which is an overly dramatic, effeminate man. And I realized that's going to take too much work. It's more work than I want to do. You know, the homosexual, the GLBT, KKK, they really want to own the word faggot, and they really want that to be a word that they control and they can use and all this other stuff. And I'm kind of okay with that, because that means when I use the word faggot, it'll have more impact. I realize there's just as good of a word that nobody has that nobody's co-opted yet. Because unlike faggot, I don't have to take this word back and make it mean what it's supposed to mean. And that phrase is beta male. And beta male is a phrase I don't use enough. And in the future, I want to try using it more, and I want to be sure I'm using it accurately. Which brings us back to what I started talking about 20 minutes ago on Twitter after I posted my first podcast in the series making fun of this woman who has a liberal arts degree and a retarded child, and she's poor even though she voted for Obama twice and she's on welfare and she's an adjunct teacher at a college, yada yada. And I'll finish part two, and then there's going to be part three, because all of these beta males on Twitter started tweeting at me in order to get attention and disagreeing with me. And one of them even sent me a message on Facebook telling me that he's friends with the governor of some state, and the governor of this state is going to investigate me. And I thought this was fascinating. I'll talk in depth a lot more about this. But it's these great examples of these beta males who are just dying for attention on Twitter and trying so hard to get me to pay attention to them. It's hilarious. And I, as I've talked about before, I don't respond on social media to people who are disagreeing with me. because if I'm going to respond to your disagreeing with me, I'm going to do it on the podcast where I can articulate myself, and so much as I articulate myself in more than 140 characters. And I'm going to do it here on my terms, and you know, I'm not going to respond to your jabbings and attacks and so forth and so on via social media in order to feed into your need for attention, because that's not what I'm here for. My life is short. My life is valuable to me. My time is valuable to me. I have a lot of things to do. And getting into, you know, little knockdown, drag out pissing contest with some beta males on Twitter, it's not something I'm going to do. I'll come on this podcast and I'll make fun of you, and I will explain in depth why you are beta males and why you are inferior and why you should shut the fuck up. But I'm not going to argue with you in the Twitterverse. It's just not going to happen. Speaking of beta males, let's get to this. This is going to be the main thrust of today's podcast, and this cast might actually run short, just because I got a lot of shit I've got to get done today. We'll have a lot more. I'll actually have some time. I'll probably cast tomorrow, and we'll have some time on Friday to do some casting, but today I just got a lot of backup I've got to get through. Beta males. This is a really sad day for me. Night before last, I was listening to podcast in bed, which is, I usually, when I go to bed, I put on the podcast, I listen to something. Right now I'm going through a bunch of Ben Stone podcast, Bad Quaker. And night before last was really sad. Experience for me, because I lost all my respect for Ben Stone. Now, if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that I have sung the praises of Ben Stone, Bad Quaker podcast, badquaker.com. I listened to a podcast of his, and I'm going to link to it. It's an interview with Antonio Bueller. I think that's how you pronounce his name, Bueller. Like Ferris Bueller. And Ben Stone has gone beta male. Ben Stone is a feminist. It was over when I heard Ben Stone start talking about how we have to combat rape culture. I mean, what's next? Is he going to talk about the patriarchy next? Now, Ben Stone's done this a lot in the past, not talking about rape culture, but what I'm about to talk about. And I've let him slide. I can't do it anymore. Throughout this thing, him and Antonio were talking about, well, there's this one prominent, he's a libertarian, but he's a bigot, and he says racist things, and he makes jokes about raping 10-year-olds and all this other stuff. And yet, through the entire conversation where they ripped on this unknown person, they won't say the person's name, and they will not give a single example of the racism, the bigotry, the homophobia, the sexism, the rape, whatever. They kept accusing this unknown person who they, you know, I guess he's like the Candyman. If you say his name three times, he appears or something. They kept talking about how this person is encouraging rape culture because he told a joke about raping 10-year-olds, and it wasn't funny. It's rape culture. And it's like, look, if you can't tell me this person's name and if you can't repeat the joke, then I can't make a judgment about this for myself. And if I can't make a judgment about this for myself because you're hiding the information I need to make a judgment, that tells me there's something wrong with your argument. I disagree with people on this podcast all the time. I've never come on here like the previous stating the obvious, right? I'm reading this entire article about this woman. I'm telling you her name. I'm reading about her. I'm not telling you that she's a welfare queen, but I won't tell you what her name is. And I'm not going to tell you what kind of degree she has. And I'm not going to tell you what she does for a living. I'm going to keep all this information from you so that you have no context for what I'm saying, but then I'm going to call her names. And Ben Stone and Antonio are on here talking about this person, calling him racist, sexist, homophobic, rape culture, all this other shit, terrified to say what his name is, terrified to say anything about what he said that supposedly makes him racist, sexist, homophobic, rape culture, all this other shit. I've just fucking had it with that behavior. I fucking had it. If you're going to insult somebody, you need to fucking be man enough to say specifically what it is you're calling them names over. If I call somebody a fucking, I'm calling Ben Stone a fucking beta male. I'm saying his name. I'm telling you exactly why I think he's a beta male. I am going to link to the podcast episode that you can listen to yourself. Like, the first half of it is completely normal. It's about halfway through that suddenly they plunge into feminism and start whining about rape culture. You can go and listen to this for yourself. I am providing evidence to you for why I believe Ben Stone is a feminist and a beta male. Ben Stone provided no evidence whatsoever. No evidence whatsoever for why this unknown person whose name can't be mentioned is encouraging rape culture. Not one fucking shred of evidence. Nothing but name calling. And this, I have warned about this in the past. I did a podcast where I talked about how being an anarcho-capitalist doesn't mean you have to fucking accept everything. Being an anarcho-capitalist means that you don't initiate aggression and you don't violate property rights. And then, of course, they attempted very loosely to make the argument that speech is violence, just like the feminist. I'm telling you, just, and again, notice I'm bringing you evidence. I'm not doing a Ben Stone. I'm not fucking calling people names without providing evidence. Judge for yourself. Go to the podcast I link to. Listen to it, especially the second half. Tell me if Ben Stone does not sound exactly like a fucking feminist social justice warrior. The only word he doesn't use is patriarchy. And I'm going to keep listening to Ben Stone's podcast to see how soon it is before he starts fucking talking about the patriarchy. And when he does, the first time patriarchy comes out of his mouth, Ben Stone will be dead to me. I warned about this. Anarcho-capitalism does not mean you fucking accept other people. It means you don't initiate violence against other people. You can be an anarcho-capitalist and dislike homosexuals all day long. As long as you don't go out and do violence to them, it's fine. And the fact that people like Ben Stone are offended by that, well, fuck you. Fuck you, Ben. What's also interesting is Ben Stone talked about how this unknown person, whose name we can't mention, how Ben Stone has tried to call him out, but this guy's such a coward that he won't come talk to Ben Stone one-on-one. And Ben Stone made these very thin threats, very thinly veiled threats of physical violence against this person. Which, I don't necessarily fault Ben Stone for that, because Ben himself has said he is the bad Quaker because he is a bad Quaker. Quakers believe in nonviolence, and Ben has said, you know, I believe in defending myself, and I've done violence to other people in the past, and such so forth and so on. So I don't necessarily, because God knows I've certainly made my fucking threats of violence to people also. So I'm not ragging on Ben Stone for making thinly veiled threats of violence to this person. Because in the heat of the moment, shit like that happens. You know, I mean, again, I in the heat of the moment, I'm always, I'll fucking kick your ass. It's easy to say shit like that in the moment. So I don't hold that part against Ben Stone. The part I do hold about him is that he's ragging on this unknown person whose name cannot be spoken. And I don't know who the person is. I think there's some guy who's a... He's like a libertarian / ANCAP, and he's a comedian. I want to say he's like Dan something. And I think that might be who they're talking about. But I have no idea. I do not know for certain. So I cannot confirm or deny any of these fucking... This is what I'm hating about this, right? When you make these fucking allegations about people, when you call them names, when you accuse them of things, but you provide no evidence for it, that's statism. That is statism. That's what statists do. That's what feminists do. That's what beta males do. So Ben was going on about how he's attempted to call this person out, but this person won't show up and confront Ben face to face because this person's a coward. A while back, I was, for whatever reason, I was Googling for Ben Stone, looking for something, I don't even remember what it was, but I stumbled across via Google a page on a website of somebody else, and here, I'm not saying the person's name because of a Candyman or I'm scared or some shit. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't fucking remember. I could probably try finding it in Google. If you went to Google and probably typed in, you know, Ben Stone calling out will not confront me or something like that, I mean, you could probably find it. And it may, maybe I'll look for it before I put the show notes up. And if I look for it, if I find it, I'll post a link to it in the show notes. But this person wrote this whole page about how, you know, Ben Stone's talking shit about me, and I've said to Ben Stone, hey, anytime you want to get together and debate, you know, let's go. I'm calling you out. And Ben Stone has totally ignored me. And I'm thinking, so Ben, you're ragging on this person whose name you're too scared to say for doing things that you're afraid to tell me about and calling him a coward for not coming when you call him out. And yet here's this other person who has a website on here, has an entire page. It's got his name on it. It's got your name on it. He's got details about why he's calling you out, and you've completely ignored him. Here's the thing. If you want to run around on the internet calling other people out, then when people call you out, you need to show the fuck up. If you're not going to show the fuck up when other people call you out, then you need to not call people out, Ben Stone. You need to fucking get your bitch ass back in the fucking kitchen. I'm so disappointed. I have anger over this because Ben Stone used to be this brilliant theologian of anarcho-capitalist thought. And, I mean, just like that, I mean, everything is great, and then all of a sudden it's like snap, and just boom, he's a feminist beta male. He's talking about the rape culture, and how we have to have tolerance and diversity, and there has to be acceptance, and we have to get the bigots out of the movement. The movement! Ooh, it's the movement! I love when people in the anarcho-capitalist movement talk about movements, right? See, there's a little redundant. That's called irony. The stupid people out there don't understand I did that on purpose for funniness. Right? I mean, Ben Stone is now the central planner of the anarcho-capitalist movement, and we've got to get those bigots out of the movement because, see, there's some bigots out there, and they have opinions that are different than Ben Stone's opinions. So we got to make sure they're not part of the official anarcho-capitalist movement. We have to take away their anarcho-capitalist membership cards. It's feminism. It's feminism. Ben Stone, the great anarcho-capitalist theologian, thinker, philosopher, man whom I had up until about 48 hours ago, huge amounts of respect for, has turned into a fucking feminist beta male. Said, you don't believe me? I'm providing evidence. Go listen to the episode. Go fucking listen to the podcast episode where he is too much of a coward to say the name of the person he's attacking, where he's too much of a pussy to fucking provide any evidence for the judgments he's making about this person. He can't repeat a single statement this person has made, which is bigoted, racist, homophobic, or encouraging of rape culture. And yet both he and this Antonio guy throw all of these attacks at this person that they're too terrified to even say his name, but they're going to attack him. These are the acts of feminist social justice warriors. God, I can't talk. Fuck. My brain hurts. My throat's holding up better than I expected it, actually. I'm running out of things. What else am I saying? Speaking of feminist, Hunger Games, finished Hunger Games. God, I understand why that trilogy appealed to women. Through the entire thing, Katniss essentially did nothing. Katniss was a pawn and a tool of the state at every opportunity, whether it was the quote-unquote bad guy state or the quote-unquote good guy state. You know, the only time in the series, I wouldn't say the only, but there are very few times she took charge of her own destiny. Most of the time she stood there and she just did whatever she was told to do by authority figures, which makes perfect sense. And of course, you know, there's all these men competing for her attention. I shouldn't say all, two men competing for her attention, which is women's, you know, fantasies that men want me, yada, yada, yada. I mean, the only point in the series where she really, I felt, stood up and said, I'm going to make something happen. Well, the berries in the first one. But then in the final episode where, spoiler alert, where instead of putting her arrow into President Snow, she shot her arrow into the president of District 13, whose name I don't remember. It was a total fucking scumbag. Also, as like that, you know, it's like, great, that was like the smartest thing Katniss did in the entire three books. Other than that, she just walked through these three books essentially being a tool to the state. And you can see how it's every woman's fantasy. You know, they're like, oh, Katniss, you're going to be the spokesman of the revolution, and we're going to put you on TV, and we're going to make you look pretty, and all this other shit. It's just like, oh, God. It's her being a part of this complete facade of who she is, having other people create the facade of who she is and pump it out so that she has this completely undeserved reputation, which is pretty much a description of most women out there. And Ben Stone would say that I'm encouraging rape culture. But I would say to Ben Stone that the world changes. You know, and I understand to an extent why a lot of these old people think that telling the truth about women being hypergamous and women being shallow and women having sex with lots of men and women being married to Obama and women wanting free money and women, you know, fucking men over and getting pregnant and getting child support from those. You know, I understand why old people might think that this is patriarchy and rape culture and all this other shit. Because old people like Ben Stone, he has a wife. They've been married a long time. I haven't stalked Ben Stone's wife or anything. I don't know anything about Ben Stone's personal life. From the little bit I can gather, it sounds like he's happily married, and it sounds like his wife is supporting of him and who he is. And Ben Stone, apparently, because he's old, doesn't understand that women today are not like this. Ben Stone needs to apparently go watch Aaron Clary's YouTube channel, where Aaron will explain to you that women these are batshit crazy. And they are. You know, people, Michael Dean, he made his feminist comments a while back too when he was accusing Stefan Molyneux of hating women. And I said, no, Stefan Molyneux he's wrong about some shit. There's some shit Stefan Molyneux has got his head shoved right up his ass. But Stefan Molyneux, hold on. Now my throat is starting to give out. Stefan Molyneux says a lot of things about women, and most of it is dead fucking true. Women spend resources. Women are selfish. Women go through life trying to get resources from men. Women will lie about being on birth control. Women lie about getting pregnant. Women want, want, want. Women consume, consume, consume. It is what they do. Women are selfish. Women are shallow. They've been bred this way by the state, by the corporations, by the public school systems, partially by biology, and also by bad parenting. The vast majority of women out there right now under the age of 30 are shallow, superficial, ignoramus, stupid, self-centered cunts. And calling them this is not rape culture and it's not patriarchy. It's a fucking accurate reflection of the truth. Ben Stone, I'm pretty fucking sure, has not dated any women under the age of 30 in the last 10 years. He has no fucking clue. He has absolutely no fucking clue. Unlike those of us who actually talk to women, who go out with women, who attempt to go on dates with women, who attempt to be friends with women, who attempt to be romantic with women, who attempt to have sex with women, those of us who have actual experience with women, we know a little bit more about women than Ben Stone does. It's not rape culture. It's the truth. At the company where I, one of the companies where I work, where we do theater and event services, we just hired this woman. I don't know how old she is, but she's out of college. So I'm going to guess she's like 24, maybe. 4-year degree. Has a degree in theater. Actually, absolutely dumber than shit. This won't mean something, mean much to most of you, but I sent her to put some clamps on some moving lights. So it's a light that's those lights that move around like you see at the rock concerts. You have to put clamps on them. You attach the clamp to the light so you can hang the light on the truss. She didn't know how to put clamps on a moving light. This is like theater 101. So I showed her how to do it and I walk away and I come back and she fucking did it wrong. There's this bolt that holds the part of the clamp that clamps on the truss. You have to hold it to the housing that holds the clamp to the light housing, and so it's put together with the bolt. So the bolt, part of the bolt, is inside the C clamp there that goes around the truss. So the head of that bolt has to go down into this hole, which is molded so that the bolt head fits down into it and is recessed into this housing, and it prevents the bolt from turning so you can tighten it. And she put all of these together without putting the bolt into the recessed hole that the bolt head is supposed to go into. And I'm like, what are you doing? She says, well, they don't fit. I'm like, this won't fit on the truss like this. The bolt head has to go into the recessed compartment. And she looked at me and she said, well, it doesn't fit. And I'm like, yes, it does. And I loosened one up and rotated the bolt and it falls down into the recessed hole. Because the recessed hole is custom fucking made for the bolt head to fit into it. It fits right in there. 4 fucking years of college, 12 years of public education. She has a mother. She was raised by a woman. She has a liberal arts degree. She could literally not understand how to rotate the head of the bolt so the head of the bolt would go down into the recessed compartment it's designed to go into. That is what we're dealing with. Ben Stone doesn't fucking understand this because apparently he hasn't been anywhere near a woman under the age of 30 in the last 10 fucking years of his life. They are fucking stupider than shit. They're fucking stupid. And calling them stupid is not rape culture. It's not patriarchy. It is a motherfucking matter of fact. I am telling you, unlike Ben Stone, I talk to women under the age of 30 on a regular fucking basis. And I can tell you, 99 out of 100 of them are stupider than shit. And you can be as offended by that as you want to fucking be. But it's the truth. And it doesn't matter how offended you are, these women aren't going to get any smarter by you sitting around screaming about fucking rape culture and how offended you are and how everybody's a bigot, except you don't have the fucking balls to call these people out by name and you don't have the balls to fucking provide any evidence for why you're calling them bigots. it's bad enough, and you know, that Republicans are already running around calling themselves libertarians, and that confuses things to a great extent. But now that we've got fucking feminist social justice warriors like Benjamin Stone claiming to be anarcho-capitalist, this is not going to go well for the ANCAP movement. Now, if he'd call himself a libertarian, that'd be okay, because libertarian has already been contaminated by Republicans. But it's like, no, it's you're going to keep calling yourself an ANCAP, aren't you? You're going to be a fucking feminist social justice warrior. You're going to fucking whine about rape culture, but you're going to call yourself a fucking anarcho-capitalist. You're going to fucking ruin it. I thought for sure that the phrase anarcho-capitalist was safe to keep using without anybody trying to co-opt it. But apparently not. The fucking feminist social justice warriors are coming for us. We cannot have a fucking word, can we, guys? Those of us who are true ANCAPs, those of us who are ANCAPs and are fucking men, we just can't fucking have a word. Every word's got to be taken from us. I don't know, I might be done. Where am I at on time? Yep, I'm just going to call it. So, I'm going to hit the music in a minute here, and next podcast should be the continuation of making fun of the poor woman who, Brianna, whatever the fuck her name is, and then I'm going to make fun of her beta males on Twitter, and then we're going to move on because I have so much shit. My God, the pile. I have so much shit to talk about on this cast. All right. Again, thanks everybody for listening. Don't turn into a fucking feminist social justice warrior beta male, please. Just be ANCAPs and fucking have a ball sack and call shit like you see it and understand that you don't have to fucking approve of everybody else, just like everybody else doesn't have to fucking approve of you, right? All you have to do is not initiate violence. That's it. That's all you have to do to be an ANCAP, not initiate violence, don't accept the initiation of violence, and don't violate other people's property rights. You can dislike other people all you want. You can have whatever fucking opinions you want. You can make jokes about raping 10-year-olds. If they're funny, they're funny. You know what the best thing about 21-year-olds is? There's 20 of them. See, that's a joke about having sex with 1-year-old children. It's fucking funny. Having sex with 1-year-old children is not funny, but making a joke about it is funny. You see, intelligent people can fucking distinguish the one from the other, because intelligent people are not feminist social justice warrior beta males like Ben Stone is. So, fuck you. It's just a